bless the term. Let us listen to the Holy Gospel. Peace be unto all.
And to your spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. The Lord said this parable: The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them, and made another 5 talents. Likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to them, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you have delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. The Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him, and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
So who is this man going to a far country? What might be the far country that he's going to? What are these talents that he gives to his servants? The answer to these questions is given in this very simple word. It says, he gave to his servants. He gave to his servants. There's the key that unlocks the whole parable. This takes us to St. Paul. For I received from the Lord what I gave to you. It's the same word. That on the night he was betrayed, again, the same word. Translated differently in the different places, but it's the same word. It also takes us to our reading from Ephesians yesterday. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us. Same word. The setting of the parable then is paschal. It's the upper room of the mystical supper. The man going off to a far country is therefore the Lord Jesus. The talents are his body and blood that he gives to us in Holy Eucharist. They are the love of God, Christ himself. And as it says, he gives to each according to his ability. He gives to each according to his desire to receive. It says he called his own servants and gave them talents from out of his goods or his possessions, and that this was in preparation for his going to a far country. What this far country is given in the parable's paschal setting in the upper room. When the Lord called his disciples to himself, took the bread and the cup and gave them as his body and blood to his disciples before going to his voluntary suffering on the cross. The far country then is the heavenly city that we read about this last week from the epistle to the Hebrews. It's the city whose foundation and builder is God. The Lord Jesus Christ is going there by way of his voluntary death on the cross and through the tomb of his Sabbath rest. Are not we the Lord's own servants? Those who have received him and have united ourselves to him in holy baptism. The parable is calling out to us, his own servants. It's calling out to us to start getting ready for Great Lent. That leads mystically in the Holy Spirit out of Egypt, through the wilderness of our soul, and into the tomb of our heart, that we may follow the crucified and risen Lord to the heavenly city, whose entrance was opened when the stone was rolled away from his empty tomb, and when he rose from the Jordan and the heavens were opened, and when he was crucified on the cross and the curtains of the temple were torn in two. Now, if we are being called to follow the Lord out of Egypt and into the heavens that were opened at his baptism in the Jordan, then his call to us, his own servants, if we have received him, is to work the talent of his body and blood he gives to us in Holy Eucharist. To work it through the ascetic disciplines of Great Lent. By denying ourselves, taking up our cross and following him, losing our life for his sake, that we might find our life in his tomb, the fountain of our resurrection. This is how we work the talents that he gives to us, his own body and blood. But giving the talent of his own body and blood to us, he gives to us the power of his Holy Spirit. What do we sing after receiving Holy Eucharist? We have received the Heavenly Spirit. The Heavenly Spirit of Christ is the power of love and life. And by this power of the Holy Spirit, we are made able to deny ourselves. We don't deny ourselves outside of Christ. We deny ourselves inside of Christ, within the love of Christ that he gives to us in Holy Eucharist. And in that love of Christ that he gives to us, in the power of his Holy Spirit, the power of his love, we are made able to take up our cross, to follow him, and to lose our life in the mystery of his Holy Pascha, which is to say that we are given power from on high to work the talent of his body and blood he gives to us in the Holy Eucharist of his Holy Church. We walk the path of the Lenten Exodus that leads out of Egypt, out of the city of this world, through the wilderness of our soul, and into the tomb of our heart, as you can see in the mystery of Pentecost. Because it's in the mystery of the Holy Spirit that has descended upon His church in the upper room also that we are able to undertake this Lenten exodus all the way to the tomb of our heart, united to the tomb of Christ. This is why the Lord gives us the talent of His Heavenly Spirit. This is why He gives to us His love. It's to give us power from God Himself, so that in love we are made strong enough to deny ourselves, to take up our cross, and to follow Christ into His empty tomb, the fountain of our resurrection. See then how differently from the world's stock market that this divine stock market of Great Lent works. In this stock market of Great Lent, we gain interest and dividends only as we lose our wealth. And what is the interest we earn from losing our wealth? It's God Himself. It's the love of God. The love of God is our interest. We gain God to the degree that we lose ourselves. We gain the very uncreated divine life of God to the degree that we put to death our earthly members. Or should we say that to the degree that we deny ourselves and lose our life out of love for Christ, to that degree, our heart is created anew, transformed from a heart of stone or a dead heart to a fleshy heart, a living heart, a heart that is enlarged and made stronger, able to hold more and more of God, so that the interest we earn in working the talent that Christ gives to us according to our ability, according to our desire, in Holy Eucharist is a stronger, softer heart that is able to love God more and more, and one's neighbor, even one's enemy as oneself. This becomes the interest that we earn by working the talent of Christ's body and blood in us. So how do we work this talent of Christ's own body and blood? The power of His life-giving Holy Spirit that Christ gives to us in His Holy Church. Well, listen to what St. Paul tells us this morning. He says two things. First, he says, let the peace of God rule in your heart. That is, turn in your inner man to the Spirit of Christ, who has been sown in your heart through holy baptism and in Holy Eucharist, and be governed by that. Don't be governed by the spirit of this age and all of its works of disobedience. Don't be governed by the work, by the word, the talent of the world, anger, lust, fornication, sexual uncleanness, envy, conceit. Be governed. Submit yourself to the word of Christ, the peace of Christ that is in you. How do you do that? This takes us to St. Paul's second word. He says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Or should we say, let the talent that Christ has given to you dwell in you richly. Dear faithful, whatever word we dwell in, this is the word that's dwelling in us. So what word am I dwelling in? Which talent, which spirit am I giving myself to? This is the spirit, this is the talent that is working in my everyday life. So how can the word of Christ's Holy Spirit possibly dwell in me if I am not dwelling in the Word of Christ? How can the Word of Christ possibly clothe my inner man if I'm clothing myself in the clothes of the world? How can I possibly work the talent that Christ gives to me if I'm burying it in the ground and if I am instead working the talents of the world? Anger, pride, status, glory, whatever. How can I possibly become a burning bush that is not consumed if I'm not drawing near and immersing myself in the fire? And so let the fire of God, that is the Word of Christ, dwell in you. Let the fire of God, this talent that He has given to us in Holy Eucharist, let this dwell in you richly, says St. Paul. And he tells us what these words or talents are that burn with the fire of Christ's Holy Spirit, by which we work the talent that Christ has given to us. He says that they are the teachings and the doctrines of the church, the hymns and the prayers of the church's liturgical worship, which themselves are centered on the Psalms and the prophets, the Gospels and the epistles of the holy apostles. These are what we should be dwelling in if we want Christ to dwell in us. And they're working in us, but so also is the spirit of this age working in us. To whose work am I going to give myself? The dark work of the spirit of this age, manifested in anger, lust, conceit, that works disintegration and decay from the moment that I give myself to it, separation, isolation, enmity between me and my neighbor, even me and my loved ones, not to mention between me and God. Or do I give myself to the energy of Christ that is working in me if I would give myself to it? This is the energy that is working life in me, healing in me, peace and joy in me. Let me say a final word about the first dividend that working this talent of Christ's body and blood will yield to us. What that dividend is, which we are now working for, is given in the destination to which our preparation for Great Lent is leading us. So where are we going? When we come to the first Sunday of Great Lent, where will we be? We will be at the gates of Eden. And what will we find? We'll find that they are closed tight to us. And we are on this side. We are not on that side. The first dividend that comes from working this talent of Christ's body and blood given to us in His church then is the sobering realization that we are shut out from our heavenly home, that we are separated from our Lord who created us in His own image and likeness. It's the sobering recognition that we do not live in the heavenly city whose builder is God. And if I say that I do or believe that I do, it's out of self-righteousness. But rather, the fact is I live in the city of the world whose builder is man, in the proud darkness of his own empty and deceptive reasonings. And it's the word of man that I'm listening to and not the word of God. If we do not turn away, but if instead choose to remain at those closed gates and let the full weight of our separation from God sink in, that dividend will yield another, also revealed to us in the church. And we heard it this last Wednesday at the vigil. It's a torrent of tears, a mournful weeping, tears of contrition, a sacred grief that pierces all the way to the heart, where we are supposed to open unto God, but where instead we find ourselves standing before the doors of Eden that are closed tight. That dividend, dear faithful, yields a third. It's the conscious sense of a soft light shining in our grief and cleansing us of all our impurities, washing away the stench of our conceit, dissolving the fig leaves of our anger, our blame shifting, our vainglorious self-righteousness, our hardened indifference to the only lover of mankind, Jesus Christ our Lord, and purging us of our desire to be loved by the world, such that those who have reached that point, sitting before the gates of Eden that are closed tightly, sitting in the grief of the heart, they find it so therapeutic, so cleansing, they would wish to be there 24/7 the rest of their life. They don't want to leave. It heals, it cleanses. This is the third dividend that comes from working this talent. And that dividend yields a fourth. It's the birth of a longing to be made clean, to be made pure, to be made holy, a longing to be forever in the presence of our Savior and His most beloved Mother, even a yearning to deny ourselves and take up our cross, that we may lose our life and find ourselves with Christ in His tomb as the fountain of our resurrection. So, dear faithful, we've been given a talent. We have been given as many talents as we are able to bear, according to our desire, according to our love for God. We have been given that many talents. We have been given the power of the Holy Spirit, the love of God, not in a sentimental feeling and not in some lofty ideal, but in the very body and blood of Christ Himself, concretely, it has been given to us as our food and drink. In that talent, let the peace of Christ be what we listen to and obey. Let the word of Christ be what we turn our inner ear to listen to. And let that word of Christ dwell in us, not the word of the world, that the power of His Holy Spirit may begin to work in us, generating in us the dividend of longing for the cross, longing for the fast of Great Lent, a longing for the clean heart, the new and right spirit that His Holy Spirit creates in us by the power of His holy cross and death-destroying and life-giving death and burial, that we may become prisoners to the love of Christ. Amen. Most Holy Theotokos, save us. Glory to Jesus Christ.